Sports and head men's basketball coach Larry Eustachy. Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Also brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. By UC Health. And by First Bank. Now, live from Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, well, a great Wednesday evening, and we welcome everybody back inside Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We are in Old Town Fort Collins once again on a Monday evening, and we'll be talking some Colorado State basketball coming up here for the next hour. We'll talk women's hoops with Ryan Williams, and then of course, men's basketball with head coach Larry Eustachy. And Colorado State women 1-1 last week, a victory against Utah State, and then unfortunately a tough loss to Wyoming on Saturday. But Ryan, great to have you. I know it's always tough coming off a border war where you don't get the win, but you were able to get one of the two home games here this past week.
Yeah, let's just talk about the one, okay?
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Wednesday, let's just stay
there. There's enough information in that game that we can do that.
You know, that was going to be an interesting contest on Wednesday because, you know, Gracie Thalavalu hadn't been cleared through the concussion protocol, and so we were going to, you know, play that game without her. And I thought our kids did an exceptional job of really defending. You know, we held them to 45 points, and we told our team before that game we might have to hold somebody to 45 points the way we kind of have been scoring it lately, and that's exactly what they did. But that was just a good solid win. We had some nice play really by everybody. And Stina really shot the ball well, and she's having a tremendous senior year. Stina is. She's kind of been that one young lady that is just – You know, she's really, you can depend on her. You know what you're going to get with Stina every night defensively, and you know she's going to shoot the ball with a high percentage. So she's having a great senior year, had a really good game against Utah State.
You guys are good defensively, though, aren't you?
I mean, we've got to be good defensively. But, at the numbers.
You only give up 49 points per game combined on average in the two games last week, but you only go 1-1.
And that's probably the most frustrating thing, for our coaches, but also for our players. And I know for our fans as well, to put that effort into defending and really holding a good offensive team down in both Utah State and Wyoming. And you don't put, you know, you don't give yourself a, you don't win the game. Right. I mean, you hold somebody to 53 on your court and you don't win. I mean, that's what we're saying as a staff. Really? Really? You know, and you look at our games, and even at Fresno, we held them to, you know, 54 or whatever it was. And you still don't have a chance to win that basketball game. It just, it is discouraging, to be honest with you, but. You know, all we can do is just keep knocking at the door and keep trying to get better offensively. And I give our kids credit. That second half against Wyoming, I know we don't really that we're gonna move on from that game, but that was a really good second half. I think we scored 35 second half points, played with a great energy, played with a great urgency, shot good. And gave ourselves a chance to win. But we just kind of dig ourselves a hole. And Wyoming is no different than us. They guard equally as well. So points against that type of team are going to be hard to come by. So digging yourself an 8-point hole at half is more like a 15-point lead for the Wyoming. And we've just got to continue to find a way, Bri, to score the ball, and I think we found some things. I think we continue to go to different tools in the toolbox, so to speak. You saw Leah Davis have a really nice game against Wyoming. JoJo seems to be gaining some confidence, and so those are always positive signs.
Yeah, then I was going to ask you about those two players, and again, 53-49, Wyoming getting the victory on Saturday afternoon, but a kid like Jordan Edwards that you haven't had to call her number too often here this season, gets 12 points in 22 minutes. And then Leah Davis, who has seen her playing time fluctuate this season, she gets 11 points and 6 rebounds.
Yeah, I'm just proud that the kids were ready, you know, first of all. When your minutes are inconsistent, and like you said, they They fluctuate probably more on the not so many minute
right.
side. It's hard to really stay engaged in the plan and the preparation. And then when your number's called, you just, okay, how long is this run going to last? But, you know, we told Leah before that game she was gonna back up Annie, and she was probably going to be, you know, they were going to run solo coverage on her, and she'd have some opportunities to score it. I just loved her aggressive mentality. And, you know, playing the zone, yeah, you know, Leah was great. And playing the zone as well as we played it really helped as well. They run a really difficult motion to guard. And same with Utah State. If you let them get into their motion or their actions, they can be hard to guard. So that's why we've been going to that zone a lot, so we can play our big kids a little more, you know, like Leah. And let's face it, I think Jordan's more disruptive when we put her at the top of that matchup than she is in our man. You know, she can be on the ball a lot more in that zone. We can extend it a little bit. You saw us do that against both Wyoming and Utah State. And, you know, it fit those two kids. And they were, again, outstanding performances. You could tell they were getting tired. They hadn't played that many minutes in a long time. You know, we needed that one timeout at the end. Jordan made me burn one. That's kind of her fault. You know, she was just dying. And I about 4 minutes to go, and we had hit that three. She had hit that three, and she had said the possession before, "Coach, I need a rest." I said, "I'm not taking you out." I said, "I'll give you timeout, but I'm not taking you out." She makes the three, and then I cut her a break and gave her a timeout. But you know, they were sucking wind, but boy, their heart and their fight was tremendous.
Yeah, again, Edwards playing 22 minutes in the game against Wyoming, the 12 points, 11 points. For Davis, she played 20 minutes in that game. But again, you opened up the week with Utah State, 56-45, a victory for you guys. And you know, you were sitting here last week saying, that's a better Utah State team than their record would indicate. Did it play out like that? Did you think Utah State was a pretty solid ball club?
They just have some things that could give us fits. You know, they have some quickness at some spots that could give us fits. They've got, you know, some rebounding kids that could give you fits. I think they've got a really good kid, you know, in the Brewster kid. I think she's a really talented player. So, yeah, I think they've got some kids that could hurt you. And so holding them to 45 points was just extraordinary. I mean, that was one of our better defensive performances of the year.
Yeah, you guys were terrific holding them to 36% shooting on Wednesday night and getting the victory. And then, you know, there were some bright spots offensively for you in that game. And you brought up Stina Oskula, and she had 18 points, knocked down five threes. And then Sophie Trickettson ends up knocking down four threes in the game. So a couple of kids that were able to knock down some shots from the outside.
Yeah, it was good to get Sophie going in that basketball game. For her to see the ball go in the basket, I think she had gone three games without making a field goal, to be honest with you. And that can be, you know, that can be frustrating. And so for her to go 4-7 and to shoot the ball with the confidence was really neat to see. And she's been producing more in practice. You know, the shots seem to be going in the basket more in practice. And we need that. Let's face it. You know, Sophie's a young lady that she can be a streaky shooter, but a lead can go from 2 to 15 in like that when Sophie gets going. And she's just that type of kid. And so she got going in that Utah State game and gave her a little confidence and kind of picked her up defensively. And I think that carried over to the Wyoming game where she played a fabulous game defensively, just not many opportunities to shoot the ball.
Yeah, again, you guys didn't have Gracie Thalavalu on Wednesday night. And did you have to change anything with her not in the lineup? And if so, what did you guys do differently offensively?
Well, we had been playing through her a lot. You know, she kind of facilitates our offense from a couple of different spots on the floor. You know, you can play through her up top in the ball screen game, or you can play her down on that, what we call that pro post, right, everybody? And not that she has to score it all the time from there, but that's where we facilitate from. So she's your quarterback. I mean, you know, she's our Tom Brady. And the kids always give me a hard time. Coach, you're always talking quarterbacks. And, well, Because I was one, all right? I threw seven interceptions in the state semifinals, all right? I was one, okay? I know all about that stuff.
I was thinking you were going to say I threw seven touchdown passes,
oh,
but
heck no.
No, no. You're going with the negative performance.
Yeah, heck yeah. That's. But we did have to change a few things. You know, the ball had, you know, we had to play more, you know, not through somebody so much. And it was just move the basketball, and when the ball found a good shot, we had to shoot it. And for the most part, I thought we did that.
So Gracie does not play on Wednesday. And, again, that was a head injury she had sustained at Fresno State on the previous Saturday. Out on Wednesday, but she came back and played for you on Saturday. Only played 14 minutes and maybe wasn't her normal self.
Yeah, and I'll leave it at this. You know, Gracie she just was not in a position to play. You know, she couldn't really play in that game. And she tried to fight through some issues. You know, she got a tough phone call before the game, and it was just one of those emotional moments. And you know, we said you don't have to play. She said I'll try to play. She tried, and you could just kind of see that she was just a shell of herself a little bit. And then second half, it was just, coach, I can't shake it. And so we, you know, we didn't want her out there hurting herself or the team, and so we, you know, went with JoJo, and JoJo was, you know, picked her up like a good teammate should. So you know, Gracie was back at practice today doing a good thing and, you know, doing good stuff and being normal Gracie Grace.
Right. And physically, she's okay now?
Physically, she's fine. Yeah,
okay.
She's cleared and went through that concussion protocol. And we expect a 100% Gracie on Wednesday night.
You know, you talk about some of the struggles offensively. And how do – I mean, you're 17 games in. So it's a pretty good sample size of who you are. But how do you make improvements offensively moving forward? Because you still have 12 Mountain West Conference games to go and then obviously a conference tournament.
It's a good question, and that's just the personnel probably a little bit. You can keep changing personnel. You know, that's why, you know, we're going to Leah a little bit more. She seems to score the ball a little bit. Maybe you give up something defensively a little bit, but you know, we've got to score it. But you know, the thing you look at, okay, are you getting good shots? You know, we left 14 points, Ram fans, 14 points off the scoreboard in just missed uncontested layups, Brian, in the Wyoming game. We lost by four. Okay, just shoot 40% layups and you win. Okay, just shoot 40%. On those bunnies. And so that's what is probably discouraging. And you can, you know, we're just going to keep getting those shots. You know, that's all you can do is keep putting a good stroke on it, keep being confident. But we are kind of are who we are. We seem to be a little challenged on that end of the floor. We are. And we're just going to keep trying to improve kids and mix personnel. And believe me, it's really difficult to figure out who to play. Believe me, it's really difficult. You know, I joked after the game to a reporter, if we played Iowa 6-on-6 basketball, we'd have the squad. All right, we would have a great squad. You know, we've got some kids that are really talented defensively that just struggle offensively, and then vice versa. We just got to try to find a crew that, you know, we can put on the floor that is, you know, can win on both ends of the floor.
Right. Yeah. 6-on-6. Do they really play 6-on-6 in Iowa?
Well, it's 3-on-3. They do. We've got a 6-on-6 rock star. I think she averaged 72 a game, right? A long time ago. But I never got to see one of those games. One of my assistant coaches used to recruit that 6-on-6. And he liked it because they were great offensively, but he said defensively we were horrible because he only recruited the kids that played on the offensive end. And when they got to him in college, they'd never played defense. So interesting stuff. And it looks like sometimes we have some kids that have never played on the offensive end of the floor. All right. But, hey, we're going to keep plugging away, and we'll conquer this offensive, this drought, and hopefully put some points on the board here as we move along.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. More to come with head coach Ryan Williams. His Rams sitting at 11-6 on the season and going to be back on the road coming up this week. We'll talk about that coming up next from Lucky Joe's on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. All right, welcome back here on a Monday night. We're at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon in Old Town, Fort Collins. Great to have everybody with us tonight on the Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show presented by Coors Light, Brian Roth, and Women's Basketball Coach Ryan Williams with you. We'll be joined by Larry Eustace coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Colorado State women sitting at 11-6 on the season, 3-3 in conference play. It's strange to think that the conference season now is a third of the way done, 6 of 18 done. And you guys are going to go back on the road coming up on Wednesday at Air Force, 7 p.m. And Ryan, am I reading this right? The Falcons are 0 for the season?
Yeah.
They haven't won a game.
They have not. And as a coach, those are the worst games. I mean, I won't sleep. I will not sleep until, you know, that game is over, to be honest with you. But they've had a really tough stretch here the last couple of years, but they're knocking on the door, all right? And you're going to say, oh, this is just coaches speak, you know, da-da-da-da. You know, they had San Jose State. That went to the wire the other night. It was 75-74, I believe, was the score. And San Jose State just had beat New Mexico the previous game, 95-84. And I think New Mexico, hands down, has the best players in our league. And so it's just, you can see on film, they've got a really talented freshman in the Immo kid. I mean, this young lady is really a talented player. She leads the league in scoring. And she shoots it, she drives it. They play extremely hard. They lead the league as far as causing the most turnovers in the conference. So they're going to try to disrupt you, and you've got to be ready to go. You know, that we've taken teams in there before, and it seems like you maybe it takes you a half to kind of get going. You don't have that luxury. We don't have that luxury because of maybe the punch that we might not have offensively. So believe me, our antennas are up for this one. Our kids will be ready to go.
Yeah, do you have to do an extra special job as a coaching staff to bore that into the minds of the girls? Because, listen, it's human nature, and we all do it. You see an opponent, and they're 0-16 on the season, and sometimes players can get it in their head, like, hey, we're going to be just fine. Show up, roll the ball out there, and we're going to win the game. I mean,
yeah.
You guys have to be diligent about that, or is this a group that kind of gets that?
I think our kids know what our strengths are and what our weaknesses are. They really do. You know, we've got good maturity in that locker room. They know the importance of this basketball game just for us coming off of that tough Wyoming loss. And so we'll give them the speech. We'll give them the extra little, you know, hey, be ready. We'll give them that. But I don't know if they really, really need it. You know, I think Stina's got a pretty good grip on the psyche of this basketball team. And I'd say that Stina will make sure that our kids don't overlook anything. So, and our kids are sharp. They know our margin for error is just a lot smaller than it has been in the past. They know that. They practice that way. They practice hard. They all that good stuff. So we'll be ready for Air Force.
You've been in the coaching profession a long
too
time.
Too long.
Hey, you've done it mostly on the women's side. You've coached the men. You've coached volleyball as well. Have you ever had a season like the season the Falcons are having right now? I mean, where nothing seems to go right. You can't just seem to get over the hump.
Yeah, my very first year as a basketball coach, you know, Coach Mark Englert, who I took over for at Sheridan College, he left me an awful team. I hope he's listening tonight, okay? Coach E, if you're listening, thanks, partner. But, yeah, we went a long stretch without winning mm-hmm. games. We won, I think, 6 games that first year, and one of them was in the regional tournament of all places. So I have gone through that. It's all you do is you just keep doing the process. You know, you keep just trying to get better and go out and play every possession and, you know, try to pick out the positives and that sort of thing. And you can tell that's what Air Force is doing. That's exactly what they're doing. I mean, if you watch how hard they play, you wouldn't think don't have a victory. And so I really credit Chris for how hard she's getting her kids to play. And those can be that's challenging as a coach. I went through it. You're just trying to find little victories, all right, within the game. So it's always a game within a game when you have probably teams like that. You find little things that your kids can get excited about. We won this tonight. We won the rebounding battle. We did this. We did that. We might have not have won this, you know, what was on the scoreboard, but, man, we're making progress. We only had 12 turnovers tonight instead of 25, you know, whatever the case. But, you know, coaches are good at that, you know, finding little victories within the game, whether you win or lose, to help motivate kids and see the, you know, so they can see progress.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that. How hard is Air Force playing? And it's different, as we all know, down at the academy. I mean, if it's San Jose State or Utah State and they're over, maybe it's a different mindset. But we all know the type of student-athletes that are down there at the Air Force Academy.
And we shared that with our players today. I've got a nephew in the Naval Academy at Annapolis, and I know exactly what he goes through every single day. And it just makes me – I can't believe it. I'm like, Eli, really? Really? I couldn't even make it to breakfast, okay? And you're doing this every single day. So they just – they have a whatever's inside them, a toughness, a grit, a resolve that is, you know, unmatched and quite honestly is appreciated by all of us, right? Those are the types of that yep. we want. And so you've really got to tip your hat and a lot of respect for those kids. And there's not going to be any quit. They're going to try to beat you until that final buzzer sounds. And that's why you've got to be ready to go.
And again, they have been this close in the
You're
last
not gonna, let's move on
couple
from this
weeks.
Game. I mean, this is going to be the jinx of all jinxes. Yeah.
All right, so that's on Wednesday night. And then you guys will go down to Las Vegas to take on UNLV on Saturday. It's a 4 p.m. Tip-off time, so you can watch on the Mountain West Network. Rebels at 8-7, but more importantly, only have the one loss in conference play. It looks like they've won three straight.
They have, and they've I think they had to kind of find themselves. They lost their point guard kind of right before Christmas in the Wheatley kid, and that she is a fascinating point guard. She really makes them go. So they had to learn how to play. They kind of had to reinvent themselves a little bit and shuffle lineups around. And I think they've kind of found a good way to play right now, defensively and offensively. So they're before the year started, I thought Vegas was going to be right there in the hunt as well. You just look at what was returning as far as scoring and size and, you know, their point guard play. They were going to be right there competing for a conference championship. And so it's proven to be the case. They have the one loss in the league play, and they've got some really big wins. And we're going to have to be ready to go to Vegas. And it's the only time we get to play them this year. We always like playing UNLV. We've had some good games with them. But they're one of the teams that we only get to play one time. It's UNLV and then Utah State. So
right.
We will not see a return Vegas team here in Moby Arena.
All right, final thought. You're going to get Gracie Tholuvalu back, hopefully 100%. That's certainly going to help. And then, you know, looking at your box scores, well, you're really relying on Stina and Sophie. Minutes-wise, I don't think either one of those two players came off the floor on Saturday.
Tiberti, maybe.
Yeah, Tiberti. Yeah. But I'm sorry, it was Hannah. Yeah. Hannah played 40 minutes, and Osculin played 40 minutes for you on Saturday.
Yeah, and maybe that's, you know, it maybe showed a little bit late in some legs, but, you know, those kids are just, they're two seniors that, you know, they can handle this. This is, you know, and that was a game that was, there weren't many possessions anyway. I mean, it was going to be, Joe Ligursky and I joked before that game, it was going to be the first of 50 that was going to win that game.
And you guys were spot on.
Right about a minute to go, he hit 51, you know, and we had 49. We could never get off 49. So it just shows you how smart we are as coaches, okay? You know, we both thought it might take us to 10 p.m. to get there. Yeah, that was kind of funny, but it's I don't know. What the heck did you even ask me?
No, that's all right. That's all right. I was asking about the two seniors,
minutes.
Though, that you are going to have to rely on, though, as you have this season.
Well, they've made a lot of big shots in their careers. You know, Tverdi does a great job for us defensively, and she's made some big plays. And Stina's just – we call her Big Shot Stina, and she just always kind of seems to come through. Both those kids do. So they're just hard to take off the floor. And in today's game, kids can play a lot of minutes. You know, there's so many darn timeouts and opportunities for you guys to go to the concession stand and, you know, watch the cheerleaders and watch what they do on the video board. It's just our kids don't get tired. They're in great shape. So it doesn't affect them whatsoever.
Right. Well, listen, Ryan, you know, good win last week against Utah State. Go back out, get a couple road wins at Air Force and UNLV. Best of luck.
Let's do it. Okay, Brian.
All right, head coach Ryan Williams. We'll take a timeout. More from Lucky Joe's when we come back. Talk to Larry Eustace right here on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. All right, welcome back to Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're in Fort Collins tonight. Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show presented by Coors Light. Brian Roth, and happy to be joined by head coach Larry Eustace as the Rams get a couple of big wins here this past week, both on the road and victories at Utah State. That was on Wednesday. And then that ever-satisfying road victory at Wyoming. Does that feel good or what? Doesn't get much better than that, except for, well, wins against Colorado, which... been there, done that already here this season. Larry, how are you? Congratulations on a couple of wins.
Yeah, it was a better week than last week coming into the doors. How about that Wyoming game, the officiating? Was that just, I got so many calls from friends that watched that game that just says that officiating is ruining college basketball. It really is. We had, how many guys fouled out?
Three. For you guys,
and
yeah.
Fouls on our team,
correct.
I think.
Yeah.
It was amazing, but really proud of our guys. Two great wins, two really tough places to play, and to be able to come out with wins with such an inexperienced group, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, let's go back to the Utah State game last Wednesday, 84-75. The Rams get the victory there, and you know, you guys were really working hard on rebounding the night before, as hard as I've seen you guys. I mean, it was really almost your second go at it that day. You had practiced earlier at Fort Collins, flew to Logan, and then, really got after it hard on Wednesday night, or that was Tuesday night, leading into the Wednesday game. And, boy, your team played with a sense of toughness not only on Wednesday but then on Saturday as well.
Yeah, we practiced Tuesday here, and then I think we took the charter and practiced
right.
Hard that night. And, you know, I we've been doing that, and I think it cost us a little bit against San Diego State. We seem to be getting tired, but my theory with this group, and I really shy away from calling them immature, just inexperienced. They're just young guys, and with the window we have to practice and with the season we have left, you know, we're certainly thinking short term and long term. So we try to practice as much as we can, mm-hmm. without affecting the game, where we still have our legs and we can play. Practiced very hard twice, came back the next night, and I thought just drubbed Utah State till the very end. We made some mistakes. Got a technical. Again, there's the inexperience. But really, I don't think that game was in much doubt once we started the second half.
Yeah, you guys were up by 10 at halftime. Opened up the second half last Wednesday night on a 7-0 run. Got the lead up to 18, as high as 22. But you never let Utah State get that, I don't think, below double figures the entire game. They made some runs, but you guys always seem to have answers.
Well, and J.D. just manhandled their point guard to where he almost wanted to come out of the game, which means we're making a lot of progress. Not J.D. wanted to come out. The Utah State player wanted to come out. He was so into this guy and frustrated him so much. We're starting to get some physicality. We out-rebounded both opponents, I believe, but not a great test because neither team really goes to the boards with – we'll talk about Air Force, but Air Force is second in the conference in offensive rebound percentage. So we'll get tested Wednesday, but you got to be proud of our guys. They're just – they're really coming up and showing it. It's just a simple fact of changing our warm-up to a much more organized warm-up, coming out at halftime, not allowing them to go to the bench, but doing layups. If, you know, you go to the game, you'll see us come out and do hard layups and stay out on the court, and just things you take for granted with experience, lack of experience. We're learning, obviously, that we need to tell them every step of the way how to act and how to play.
Yeah, and that's, let's put that win against Utah State into a little perspective as well. That's a Utah State team that only lost once at home all season. They had a five-game home court win streak, and overall they had won five of their last six games, including a victory at UNLV. You could have made the argument they were playing as well as any team in the Mountain West Conference going into that game on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I sense they, just from their staff, that you know, thanks for coming, but we're going to beat you, you know. And boy, I mentioned, I think last week, those fans, like I say, they might have picked up their language from me when I coached there, but they are brutal, aren't they? I mean, they are the most direct and foul mouth. And I'm not talking about the adults, the students, that is in our league. And that's rare to say coming out of a place like Utah.
Right, yeah.
But you heard them, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah, and you know, I mean, Prentice Nixon got a T late in the game because of the abuse he was taking from the student section. He actually chimed back, and the referee was standing right there and happened to catch it. But it was more of a retaliation of, you know, they were giving it to him the entire game.
Yeah, Prentice has got to stop learning from me not when to say it, because that's when you get the technical, and learn how to get away with it. But it was so personal that, I mean, I'm surprised nothing happened. I would not be surprised if something happens on there by an opponent with some student, some player going after a student. It's really that bad.
Well, they had a situation last year when Boise State was in town there in Logan where the school had to actually issue an apology for some of the antics of the student section. But it's
easy. We shouldn't be apologizing. Nope. Our fans are getting kicked out of our games, too. So, you know.
Not to mention any names.
Our measuring stick isn't that high, starting with the head coach. So.
All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll talk more about the victories last week and then look ahead as well. Back with head coach Larry Eustace on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. All right, welcome back. A couple more segments left here on the program tonight. We're lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, Old Town Fort Collins, a Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. Brian Roth, head coach Larry Eustace with you here tonight. Rams again getting a couple of wins on the road last week at Utah State on Wednesday, 84-75. And then on Saturday up at the AA in Laramie, they beat Wyoming 78-73. And, you know, Larry, one of the things, again, you looked at both of those games. You guys led not the two games, but virtually the entire way. And you guys led the entire second half of each game. And both games, Utah State made runs. We saw Wyoming make runs at you guys. But your ball club always seemed to have that answer and kept them at bay.
Yeah, again, we're growing up. We're gaining more confidence. You can tell by our comments, by our players in the huddle, talking like we talk, the coaches, maturing as we move on, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. I mean, we're very much together. When I recruit the guys, I say, you know, this isn't for everybody, but, you know, we're going to expect this, and this, and we're going to push you really hard, but we won't take the fun out of it. And you can see our guys really actually starting to have fun, which what winning does. You know, you lose, it's no fun. So they're starting to really enjoy that they're putting games on the court that look good on film the next day. I mean, we're really executing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you look at some of the plays down the stretch in that game. And, again, it was a game that had no flow. I mean, they get 56 fouls, 71 free throws. It was 36 fouls in the second half alone, 50 free throws in the second half alone. But you guys were up 70-67 about two and a half minutes ago in the game. And the J.D. Page three to put you back up by six, I thought, was probably the biggest shot of the game.
Well, if you watch the way that whole play went, Prentice threw a pass that Johnny Bench couldn't have caught, I don't think. But Logan made an unbelievable catch going out of bounds, threw it to Che Bob. That's a personal joke. Che, if you're listening, it's Che. Che caught it, He threw it to JD, and he nailed a huge shot. I think it was only three that he hit the whole game. But it started with this unbelievable catch by this freshman Logan that's getting pretty good. He's a good player.
Yep.
And I think he's just going to get better. I mean, you start comparing Nico as a redshirt freshman, I believe, to Logan, and it's not real close. You know, Logan's got a lot more things that Nico couldn't do at that stage. But, you know, moving on to Nico, how about Nico? He's just becoming a beast. I mean, he looks like the real deal. It wasn't like Wyoming was small, and he went up way above those guys, grabbed a bunch of rebounds. Very impressive.
Yeah, it's been
just a sophomore.
Yeah, again, just a sophomore. And, you know, I thought last year kind of looked like a old teenager going into his 20s.
Yeah.
Now he looks like a man this year, and it's starting to take shape in some of the numbers. So, again, last Saturday, 19 rebounds against Fresno State. Wednesday had 15 rebounds against Utah State. And then on Saturday, he had 13 more rebounds against Wyoming.
Well, did he get player of the week or not?
Well, he did not. Chandler Hutchinson did.
Oh, that makes sense. Hutchinson had 44. But, you know, and some of the things that comes out of Nico's mouth, you know, you giggle at. I mean, they're just kids. They're just – you see this guy in this man's body going up and grabbing all these rebounds, and then some of the corny things he says, you know, kind of ground you back as a coach and says, okay, we're still at this point, but they're fun things. You know, we have such a great group. You know, we start with Nico, but we can go all the way through, and I've talked about it ever since I've had a chance to talk about these guys. They're really, really young, but very coachable and a lot of fun.
Now, I want to go back to JD a little bit defensively for you. I mean, you mentioned really gave McEwen fits at Utah State. And I thought he did an admirable job on Justin James when he was on James in the Wyoming game.
He was unreal. He when JD really concentrates, and he's doing it for longer periods of time, much, much better recently. He's the best defensive guard in the league. And when you throw Prentice in there, we do have the two best defensive guards in the league. But JD can flat ruin a guy's night. He can take a guy like he did at Utah State and with James at Wyoming and you know, have them go home rubbing their ears going, boy, I really, you know, that guy really affected me.
Right.
And that's been our goal all along. So he takes pride in it, and he's done great in it.
Yeah, so JD's been great. Then you mentioned Prentice Nixon. John Martin, what did we decide the number was of offensive fouls he has drawn this year? 43 offensive fouls that Prentice Nixon has drawn this year, whether it be a straight charge or whether he beats a guy to the spot and takes the hit. 43. I mean, that's a huge number.
He had five in one game, and that's five turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, those are... You know, in football, those are huge possessions. Basketball, they're almost as big. The turnovers are huge. And when you do run over somebody, you get the ball, the other team. And I didn't know. That's a staggering stat.
Yeah, he's been great for you.
We're still waiting on some of our guys to get their first one. So that's amazing. Good for him.
Again, the Rams get the two road victories last week. They get that conference mark to 3-3, and they have won three straight road games. But they're going to be back home coming up next week, or I should say this week. Air Force on Wednesday at 7, and then UNLV a Saturday afternoon affair at 3 p.m. We'll talk about those two matchups when we come back. One more timeout tonight on the program. It's the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield. Final segment of the night. We bring you back to Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, Old Town Fort Collins, the place to be here on Monday nights. We'll be right back here coming up next Monday evening as well, talking more Colorado State men's and women's basketball. Brian Roth, Larry Eustace, back with you. Larry, about 2.5 minutes left. Let's take a look at the games coming up this week. Well, you guys are sitting 3-3 in conference play, but four of the first six games in the conference have been on the road. You guys have done a nice job there. Now a chance to come back and get a couple of home wins. And it starts with Air Force on Wednesday night, 7 p.m., the tip-off time there. What do you know about the Falcons coming off a big road win?
Well, usually you say we got to learn how to win on the road. We got to learn how to win at home. And Air Force, you know, they just broke a 24-game losing streak on the road.
Right.
But it's shocking because they've been in every game but New Mexico. They're extremely well coached. We know the type of players they have. extremely regimented to represent us, you know, in the armed forces. We have a lot of respect for them, and they just don't get blown out. You got to beat them. And they're, as you know, we've started games and given up four or five easy layups to them. We had a good practice today. I just am worried about our inexperience and taking something for granted, which could happen with our team. We got to really guard against it.
Yeah, and they're a tough team to go up against because offensively they're just so different than every other team in the league, aren't they?
Yeah, they have certain calls where they just back cut and throw it, almost like an out route in football where they know the cutter's going to be there. They throw ahead of them and they lay it up. So help side's important, but more importantly, we have to be of the mindset that, and if based off today's practice, you know, we'll be ready to go. I really liked it. But, you know, we just can't, you know, take them for granted, that's for sure.
Then you get UNLV coming up on Saturday, and I know you and your coaching staff, you're focusing on Air Force right now, so you haven't looked ahead to UNLV. But for the fans out there, they have the best freshman in the Mountain West Conference and one of the best freshmen in the nation in Brandon McCoy. You know, Larry, he's a seven-footer, and it's probably a one-and-done kid.
Yeah, definitely one-and-done. They're talking about him going in the lottery. A lot of people say he's extremely special and will be a starter in the NBA sometime soon. Hopefully sooner than later, no longer at UNLV after this year. But, you know, it's exciting for the fans to come watch. You know, we've had those type of players come through here. We've had players like that. Mountain West is always loaded, and if he's the best freshman, he's pretty darn good.
Yep, absolutely. He averages 18 points, 10 rebounds a game. It was a consensus five-star recruit coming out of the San Diego area. But again, that's on Saturday. UNLV at 13-4 on the season. But first, Air Force coming up on Wednesday night. Larry, congratulations again on job well done last week. Best of luck, Brian, this week.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Head Coach Larry Eustachy, that's going to do it tonight from Lucky Joe's. Back next Monday night, right here on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.